there's actually a lot of problems with that kind of assumption because of the court case. The court case is crucial here.
Candice Fujikane is a member of CAHEA, a local cultural and environmental protection organization. CAHEA is party to an appeal now before the Third Circuit Court in Hilo, which raises two questions. First, whether the Department of Land and Natural Resources followed due process in approving the Conservation District use permit for the 30-meter telescope, the TMT.
And also the question of how can this particular project, the TMT, possibly satisfy the Conservation District use requirements, which explicitly states that such land uses are not to have an adverse or substantial impact on the surrounding areas.
To actually break ground and begin construction, the TMT Corporation needs sublease approval, not just from the regents, but also from the Department of Land and Natural Resources. That could happen in the next couple of months, which led to the idea that construction could begin in April this year.
But the determining thing is the land board approving the sublease.
Don Straney is chancellor of UH Hilo, which oversees the 525-acre science reserve on Mauna Kea through the Office of Mauna Kea Management. The university holds the master lease for the science reserve, which is set to expire in 2033.
But we need to ask, would investors want to put money into a project whose lease will expire in 2033?
Though construction is expected to take 10 years, Chancellor Straney says they would.
They signed off on these terms. So I think they're willing to enter into the current sublease.
Last December, UH moved to extend its master lease on Mauna Kea, but opposition prompted the university to require an environmental impact statement first. That could take up to 3 years.
Now, the university is supposed to be managing the Mauna Kea Science Reserve. If you're in a management position, why are you advocating for an applicant?
We don't represent the TMT at all. Because UH holds the master lease, we're the ones who petition the land board for the conservation district use permit, and we're the ones who take a sublease to them for approval.
UH has been paying legal fees for the protracted approval process. A 1998 state audit found, quote, the university's management of the Mauna Kea Science Reserve is inadequate to ensure the protection of natural resources. A follow-up audit in 2005 concluded the university and DLNR made improvements, but more needs to be done.
The TMT will be an 18-story industrial complex with a footprint of 8.5 acres on the Sacred Mountain. It boggles the imagination to think that anyone would argue that it would not create adverse and substantial impact.
The university is taking substantial steps to manage and protect the cultural and natural history resources on the mountaintop. Those steps was what the land board examined when it considered granting the permit.
The legality of that permit is now before a court in Hilo. Meanwhile, another consortium is finalizing commitments for the 39-meter European Extremely Large Telescope in Chile. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.